You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Do you know those times where you don't want to do something, but your parents force you to do it anyways? That's how I feel tonight. Joe is certainly not one of my parents, but I was hoping to just go to bed after that miserable game, and I got a message from Joe. Hey, are we still doing that podcast? And here we are, damn it. All right, I'm your host, Josh Paloha, with Joe Gilbert, like usual, after every Browns game, Browns Instant Insights. The Browns just lost 16-10 in Baltimore to the Ravens, and one of the most boring...
Sloppy,
like any word you want to describe, like a bad game on both sides of the ball, you can use that to describe this game between Cleveland and Baltimore because it was that and then some. I don't even know what to say, honestly. I mean, the Browns, yes, they're what I don't even know what the record is now. 5-6-6?
6-6,
yep. Yeah, 6-6 going into the bye week. So they already have more losses than I thought they'd have all season.
Yep. Me
the too. Good news is that. The bye week is here. Yeah, the good news is that the bye week is here. The bad news is that the Browns basically need to win out and get some help in order to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Joe, I just talked for a minute and 20 seconds. That's probably the last I'll talk this podcast because I'm here. You're forcing me to be here. No, I'm kidding. Joe, what are some of your thoughts?
Yeah, I think Jake Burns summed it up from the OBR, kind of summed it up. Those were just two bad teams. That was just two bad teams. Baltimore's not very good, and Cleveland, we know, is not very good. And that was an awful game. Both teams should have blown each other out. Like, they both had chances to blow each other out, and they never did. It was bad. I can't believe what this offense has turned into. After all we saw last season, it has turned into just early Browns offense, early 99 Browns offense, where they just could not score points. And it was ugly. And it's just one thing or after another, too, as we talked about earlier in the season. It's not just one thing. Baker was bad today. But the O-line collapsed when Hance came in. The receivers couldn't get open and then just couldn't make catches in big situations. And then the run game just was schemed out of the game because they knew the only way that the Browns could move the ball was on the ground. And Baltimore knew it. And I think going forward, it's going to be pretty much every team's going to know what to do. It's not good.
By what to do, you mean literally load the box. Just go one on one on the outside and just load the box. Let's see. Right. Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb combined for 15 carries, which you can question why they only had 15 carries. But I think part of that is because they only had 36 yards. 15 carries, yes. 36 yards. You can blame that on the offensive line. You can blame that on them just loading the backs. Jack Conklin going down with a knee injury that he was ruled out on within minutes.
Not a good
sign. I haven't heard anything. I haven't seen anything post game. I'm assuming he's probably done for the year. I heard it was a serious knee injury. Serious knee injury usually means very serious. So, I mean,
and we only Blake Hance coming in.
Yeah, and Baltimore knew that Blake Hance was nothing. I mean, they just took advantage of Blake Hance being in there. It was, but I mean, and then when you have Baker Mayfield who can't really throw the ball deep or refuses to or can't, I don't know even know what word to describe that. I mean, the way to perfectly sum up this game, 4th and 10, Browns had the ball. Last offense play of the game, Baker Mayfield throws a 3-yard pass to David Njoku. If you want to describe this Browns offense right now, just use that play.
Yep, that sums it up. Yeah, it's just not good enough. It's an average team with a really bad offense right now.
Who would have ever thought over the last few weeks that one, the Browns defense would be the side of the ball that they lead. I said in our Discord, can we just have it be the Browns defense versus Baltimore's offense? The all game. that would literally give the Browns the best chance to win.
And that was like the most exciting part. Like seeing like JOK fly around and the cornerbacks playing really well. It was fun to watch. And just when they punted, it was just like miserable. It was bad. This offense is all predicated on the inability to pass. They just cannot pass the ball. We can't do it successively or consistently, and it's just killing the whole entire offense, because teams know that the Browns can't pass, and let's just load up the box. Let's do some run blitzes and make them have to pass, and they couldn't do it. They did it on one single drive, and that was I don't know. I still don't know. Like that's the even more frustrating part. It's just the inconsistency. We saw that drive. That was a really good drive by Baker, and then the next drive he almost had two interceptions. Like it's just the most confounding thing, man. I don't know what to say. It just the whole offense is out of whack. The execution is just terrible. And the quarterback is bad, and it's been we saw consistency problems. He's been consistently bad. Like it's not even a consistent problem now. He's just bad. Like there's no good. There's not much good right now. And we saw pregame that his injuries. He's feeling the best of it. He did not look it. I don't know who the heck put that.
That was all talk. That was absolutely all talk.
Right. I don't know who the heck put it, because it was what, the first scramble of the game, and he comes off limping. Like you can't tell me the dude is feeling good. Like it was. I don't know who put that out there. I don't know, but yeah, it's. I don't know why he's playing. I've been consistent with this. I don't know why he's out there playing hurt. He's not helping the offense. And pretty much when a team blitzes, he has no idea what to do, because he can't move backwards quickly, and he's gun shy, and it just leads to just a mess on offense. It's just not fun to watch.
Baker's bad. It's obvious, whether it's his injuries, whether it's him just – I don't even know what to say. But the drops also didn't help today. I know they had a lot of drops today too. But, I mean, when Baker is bad, I mean, he was like 19 of – it was like 17 of 38 today. I don't even know. I'll look up his stats right now. He was 18 of 37, 247 yards and a touchdown today. Yeah, he didn't have a turnover. He could have easily had like two or three interceptions that were dropped. But, like – defenses, if we see that he's bad, defenses that watch film more than 40 hours a week know that he's bad. And they're literally, like we said, they're just a stack the box, because they know that the Browns' biggest strength is Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. And they're going to do it. Opposing defenses are going to do exactly what Baltimore did today, which is force Baker Mayfield to throw the ball deep. And it's not going to happen. And you hold Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt to like 2.2 yards per carry. I mean, the Browns offense, if this continues, I don't see them scoring more than 20 points in the game, unless they get some defensive touchdowns or a defensive, like some huge turnovers or something where they get good field position. But like looking at the remaining schedule, they're 6-6. They play the Ravens at home in 2 weeks after the bye week. Home against the Raiders, at Packers, at Steelers, home against the Bengals. In their final five games, they will probably only be favored in possibly one of those, maybe zero of those. And that one would be the Raiders. Because, I mean, the Bengals just literally obliterated the Steelers today. So I'm not saying that the Browns might not win a game the rest of the year, but they could realistically.
They could.
Go 6-11 this year.
Oh my God.
The blueprint's out there. The blueprint is out there.
Yeah. It's up to the Browns to figure out if they can beat that game plan, but right now they can't. They have just they look just completely overmatched by whatever the defense is sending. Like, and it was the same thing the whole game. They just blitzed the heck out of them, loaded the box, and just made the passing game just try to beat them, and they couldn't. DPJ was disappearing, and Jarvis was the only semi-productive one, but he came in and out of the offense pretty much. It was like beginning of the game and then the end of the game where we saw him. So it just it's not good. I don't know why they don't get David Njoku more touches or looks, because he's the most dynamic receiver right now. He really is. There's no bigger mismatch than him in the pass game right now. And I don't know why they can't get it to him. It just doesn't make any sense. He should be the focus point. Just like the Patriots, when they were great, they didn't have any top receivers. They had slot receivers who were good, and then just dominant tight ends. I don't know why the Browns shouldn't just go like that with that. And I think Stefanski's trying, but it's just the execution of this team is just not there, and it's just awful to watch right now. And I don't know if a week can help. Maybe it is. We were given a statement today that Baker was feeling good after this week, but that was bull crap.
I can't wait for like 12 days from now when we're going to get that. Baker is feeling as close to 100% as he's felt since week 2 of the season in about 12 days from now. Oh, and by the way, I guess Kareem Hunt's dad is saying some very nice things about the Browns offense on his Facebook tonight. So it is just a great night to be a Cleveland Browns fan.
Oh boy. We need to take away social media from the Browns dads.
I cannot wait to see Emily Mayfield's repost on her Instagram story tonight or tomorrow. It's gonna be I tweeted this out during the game. I guess this is probably a bad podcast to say it on because this is a Cleveland Browns podcast. But I wish I could go back as my younger self and ask my younger version of Josh Ploha why I became a Cleveland Browns fan. Because I'm a Cleveland guy through and through when it comes to sports. But like, how have I put myself through this since 1999? Yeah. It's like the Browns, literally, they had like the fifth best odds to win the Super Bowl this year. They are legitimately close. I would say if you could pick one right now, which would be to have a top five pick or to make it to the Super Bowl, I'd say they're closer to a top five pick.
I would fully agree with that.
And it sucks. It sucks.
Yeah, it sucks, man. I would agree with that. It's like,
who would have ever thought 12 weeks into the year? Like we said, oh man, that's such a late bye week, week 13. Hopefully they can get through it without too many injuries. Yes, the injuries stink. But like, not all this can be blamed on Kevin Stefanski, this offense. But the sophomore slump is real this year. Kevin Stefanski will hopefully be able to work through it. I don't want to talk about the offseason already, but he's going to have a long offseason, just like my Ohio State Buckeyes after they lost to Michigan. Speaking of that, man, what a horrible weekend for Ohio State and Cleveland fans like me. Holy cow.
We got the Cavs. We're back on the Cavs.
Come on, Cavs. Come make it happen.
Stefanski's going to have some questions. There's a lot of faults that he can take. Definitely, the lack of discipline on this team is just astounding. I don't know how many personal fouls we've had, how many pre-snap penalties we've had. It's astounding.
Oh, hold on, before you go on, I think it was the first quarter. Baltimore was about to punt. Oh. Yes. The Browns have 12 guys on the field, so they call timeout because they have 12 guys on the field. They come out of the timeout and get penalized for having 12 guys on the field again. How, excuse my language, how in the hell does that happen?
I don't That's one of the things. Like, we didn't see this last year. That's the crazy thing. We saw some penalties and stuff like that. But this team has just lost all discipline, and that's on coaching. And Stefanski's got to answer for that. He also has to answer why the heck Baker is still in the starting role right now. I don't get it. It's killing this offense. He just can't move back there, and it's not about just playing bad. He clearly is not healthy, and it's putting him in just a terrible position. So I don't understand why he's playing there. And then just in terms of just the overall kind of culture around the team right now, it just doesn't seem good. Like you talked about his dad mouthing off. Like, we've seen what multiple times this year. It just doesn't seem like a very healthy culture right now. So he's got some work to do this rest of the season and this off season. I don't think his play calling is bad like a lot of people do. I think it's getting people open still. It's just not being executed.
Speaking of this play call, is your I just love it. All right, Adam Cerny, should Stefanski turn the play calling over to Scott Van Pelt?
No, I don't think that's the problem. I just really don't think that's the problem. The biggest problem, as I've been arguing on Twitter, which yell at me for that, but the biggest problem is the execution of this.
Hold on. That's the second biggest problem. The biggest problem is that you argue on Twitter. All right, continue.
Okay, thank you. I knew you were going to do that. Yeah, but it's just execution. Like, the players aren't playing well. They're not doing their job, and that's the biggest problem. I don't know. Like,
the
I don't
second
know
what... biggest problem. Go on.
I don't know what Stefanski's supposed to do. I don't know. Is he magically just supposed to put people wide open every single play? Supposed to just run the ball every single time, even though they're loading the box? Like, that doesn't make any sense. No coach is stupid enough to do that. And I don't know what miracle you're supposed to get out of this play calling. I put almost all, not all the blame, but pretty much most of the blame on execution and the players just not being good enough right now.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. There's only so much. Kevin Stefanski's play calling can only take a team so far that is just not playing well and not catching the ball and not being able to throw the ball deep. And especially when an opposing team loads the backs, which, I mean, every single team from here on out is going to load the backs.
That's not
going to be fun. I mean, it could get ugly. I mean, let's be honest, it could get ugly, especially against these offenses that we're going up against. I mean, the worst offense we have the rest of the season is Pittsburgh. But their defense, I mean, if they load the backs, man, this is going to be some long podcast the rest of the year. I don't even know what to – I mean, I'm at a loss for words right now because I'm just so – I did not see this coming from the Browns. I really didn't. We're back. I know one of my buddies, a Steelers fan, texted me tonight, and he always hates on the Browns. But he said, I mean, what he said is right. He said the Browns had Super Bowl aspirations this year. The Steelers are having one of their worst seasons in decades, and they currently have – actually, no. He said they currently have the same record. The Steelers have a tie, so I think the Steelers are a half game better. Or they're a half game worse. Either way, they're about the same. I mean, yeah. It just stinks that, like, the Steelers
– 5-1, so I think they're ahead of us.
They're half. So, yeah, the Steelers – it's just crazy that they're having their worst season in decades. The Browns were supposed to have their best season in decades, and here we are, both with similar records. I mean, it's I don't know if it's a curse. I don't know what it is. The injuries stink. There's only so many next man up philosophies you can have. But the injuries aren't the whole story either. It's just like the coaching. It's from the coaching on down. It really is.
Yeah, I like how you brought up the injury. Every team is injured. Like we keep harping on this, and I do too. I take full blame on that too. But like no one steps up. There's always the right tackle's hurt. So your whole offense is just derailed by one guy getting out. Like, that can't happen. Like, look at the Baltimore. They had so many injuries before the season on defense, on offense. Their running back was taken out. And they're, 7-3 or 8-3 or whatever they are now. It's just excuses. And these injuries are definitely hurting, but they shouldn't be the whole end-all be-all. They shouldn't just derail a team. Unless it's like your franchise quarterback or something. But
all I'm going to say, wait, did you just imply that Baker Mayfield's not the franchise quarterback? I'll let you come back to that one.
I'm already on that boat, bro.
And by the way, I just wanted to put it out there. Injuries. Arizona was without Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins last week.
That is the
And Colt one. McCoy, Colt McCoy threw for almost 400 yards and led the Cardinals to a win. So that implies either one of two things. One, it's not always about injuries. Or two, a backup quarterback can win you a football game. We're not going to argue about that tonight because I don't want to sit here for another hour because we could literally talk about that for an hour about how Case Keenum should be the starting quarterback right now. But if Colt McCoy can draw out and win football games, the Browns can draw out and win football games no matter who it's against. It's as simple as that.
Yep.
But enough, I know we haven't talked enough about the Browns' defense tonight. The Browns' offense struggled like usual. I mean, they've
Defense showed out.
Yeah, the defense literally showed out. Jadeveon Clowney and Myles Garrett seemed like they were in the backfield all game. I know there were like three times where Jadeveon Clowney was like this close to sacking Lamar Jackson. This close.
That's got to be the worst freaking feeling.
It is.
It's got to be
because the only stat you get for that is a quarterback hurry or whatever they call it. And it's not even like that's not even in the stat sheet. That's like in the analytics part.
Advanced stat sheet.
I mean, let's see. Right now, the Browns had two sacks, two tackles for loss. And Myles Garrett had one of those. Jadeveon Clowney got credit for four tackles today. That's it. But they were literally in the backfield all game. Not only were they in the backfield, the Browns forced Lamar Jackson to throw four interceptions, which is still crazy to me that Lamar throws four interceptions, the Browns are in the backfield all day, and they still lose.
Yeah.
And it's 16. I mean, holding the Baltimore at 16, I know you said this earlier. It was just a game between two bad teams. Yes, Baltimore is, I think, in first place in the AFC North, which then again shows you how bad the AFC North is this year. It was supposed to be one of the best divisions in football. But I'd argue that, I mean, Cincinnati and Baltimore are good, but they're certainly not that good. But, I mean, and it's still Browns. The AFC North is finally winnable, and here the Browns are 6-6.
Seriously. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's the most frustrating part. It's just imagine if we had the team last year.
Technically we do have the team last year, but better. And somehow they're worse.
Oh my gosh. This defense stepped up. JOK was every single place on the field. This is if you want a reason why JOK was drafted by the Browns, just watch today. He was here to stop Lamar and his ultra scrambling ability and everything. He was everywhere. And I expect a very, very high grade with on PFF tomorrow. He was outstanding. Myles Garrett was dominant once again. Jadeveon was great versus the run again. Tack was really good. Tack McKinley was really good. I thought Newsom was really good too. He had a couple big breakups. John Johnson made a play today. It's just the whole defense played well and we still lost. We gave up 16? Was it 13? 16-10. We gave up 16 points to Baltimore and we lost. It's just if you said that before, if I told you before the season that the Browns would give up 16 points, I think every single person would have taken that chance and said, oh, we're winning that game. But here we are with a loss, and it just sucks. And I know the Baltimore offense is struggling right now, so I'm still on the defense, still has to be more consistent, but it was a great sign to see them step up today. because it would have been a bloodshed if they didn't.
I'm looking at their schedule right now. Ravens and Steelers. Two huge games in the division. The Browns lost to the Steelers. 4 weeks ago, 15-10. Tonight, the Browns lose to the Ravens, 16-10. The Browns defense, yes, Joe Woods has been hated on a lot by all of us. But they've given up 31 points to the Steelers and the Ravens in two games this year, and they've lost both games. You're not going to win many football games when that happens, especially in the division.
Nope. It's just, yeah, it's just, it's head-scratching, man. This whole season's been head-scratching. And,
You say head-scratching, yeah. I say head-pounding, but continue.
That is a better description. Yeah, I don't know where we go from here. They have a big bye week here. I don't know if there's some miracle potion that Baker can take.
Not something that would not get him suspended. I mean, there's miracle potions, but they would all get him suspended in a drug test.
Worth a try, right? At this point. But yeah, it's just not looking good, and we're in another position where we might be talking draft in the next couple of weeks, and that's just
a tradition like any other.
A tradition like any other, man. The good news is we might get Garrett Wilson, so glass half full, guys. Glass half full.
And you just had to bring up Ohio State again, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Damn it. And whoever MZC is, we are not trading for Jimmy G.
He is
terrible.
I'll future this comment. The other ones are just, the other ones I will not share. Trade for Jimmy G. I know someone with a blue check mark on Twitter suggested that too. Yeah. I mean, nothing like going from Baker to a higher price Baker Mayfield. Like, where's the upgrade?
That is a great example. Like, if we're going to move on, it's going to be a high price like trade, or it's going to be a trade, and it's not going to be for Jimmy G.
The Vegas odds, you know how Vegas always like people always cheer like the odds for the Browns in the Super Bowl following the trade are now. I think they would literally stay the exact same if they got Jimmy G, whatever they were going to next year.
Yeah, like if your evaluation of just trading for a guy is you're better than a hurt Baker Mayfield, it's not what we're looking for. You might as well just run it back with Baker and hope he gets healthy and kind of turns it back to 2020. But yeah, that's there's going to be a lot of big decisions this offseason, but I don't think Jimmy G is going to be one of those decisions.
Yeah, he's literally just an overpriced Baker Mayfield. Like even people say, like, if the Browns overpay Baker, which honestly, I mean, Baker Mayfield possible extension or new contract or whatever, that can not, it might not be out the window, but we can literally talk about that for hours on a podcast as well. Seriously, he's lost so many millions of dollars this year, injuries or not. It's crazy.
Right.
But here we are, 30 minutes. We said this would be a short one. We're 30 minutes in already. I'm just so down about this team.
Yeah. It just,
I don't even know what to say. Like today, I literally watched the game, but I felt like I wasn't really watching the game. Like, I wasn't really focused on it. I just always felt like the Browns were going to lose. Is that wrong of me? Is it bad of me? Maybe. Right. But I'm just not. I was optimistic about this team, but I can't be anymore. It's just when they went down like 16-10, I was like, it's going to take literally a miracle to come back and win. And they were down 6 points.
Yeah. Yeah, it just has, since that Pittsburgh loss, man, it just has, this season has just gone to drown the drain. If anybody watched the Pittsburgh game, I still have no idea how we lost to that game, that team. That is the worst team, one of the worst teams in the league. But we did, and it just shows you how terrible we are. It just does. And it's been probably worse each week, which is, I know everything, yeah, it just, I don't know, it just sucks, man. There's not else so much to say. It just, that was two bad teams out there today, and they battled for who had the one better player, and they had Lamar Jackson, and we had Baker Mayfield.
Who was the better bad team? That's what tonight was.
Yeah. And also who had the better kicker too. Justin Tucker is just saying cheek.
Well, that's it, Justin Ticker, obviously. Yeah, exactly.
He's just a cheat code man.
He really is. If only the Browns were a cheat code. The Browns are like the anti-cheat, where like they try to cheat, but then they only get worse.
I fully expected
I've said this multiple times.
Yeah. I expected the David Njoku touchdown to be reversed. Just going based off the anti-cheat code. I thought that was going to be, but hey, good things happen. Yeah, I just wish this was at 1 o'clock.
Hey, a touchdown.
I just wish this game was at a 1 o'clock game so we could get the rest of the day. The good thing is
we cannot be podcasting at 12:30 in the morning.
So yes, that would be true.
Yeah, it's. I don't even know. I'm gonna ask you for your final thoughts because my final thoughts are just gonna be super depressing, and no one needs to hear depressing final thoughts. I will say that I never had a feeling that the Browns would win this game tonight. Why I didn't bet the Ravens? 3.5. I don't know. That's really dumb of me. But yeah, it's just I've been optimistic a lot this year, but I have no optimism left for this Browns team.
Man, I actually agree with you. It was a game that was like, I don't know how they're still in this, but I still don't think they're really in it. Like they were only down what one possession for most of the game, and it still felt like it was an uphill battle. This offense is just broken right now. There's no other way to describe it. It's a broken offense, and I don't know if there's any answers that Kevin Stefanski can make. Maybe I would say if Baker is still injured and all that, moving to Keenum, but I don't know how much that's going to affect it either. Because defenses are still going to load the box and they're going to force this passing game to step up. And I don't know if it has the talent. I don't know. It just sucks where we're at.
Yep. I completely agree with you. All right. So there it is. Just a very entertaining talk about this bad Browns team right now. And it sucks to say that. Browns just lost 16-10 in Baltimore. Fall to 6-6 on the season, heading into the bye week. Joe forced me to be on this podcast. No,
one positive right now.
We have to do this podcast all the time.
I know. One positive. It is a bye week. We are
the one positive. The Browns will not lose next Sunday.
I guarantee it. You can put the money down on no losses next week. I don't know if anyone's taking that bet. Somehow the Browns will get a loss next week.
True.
But yeah.
Because it's so Cleveland. Yeah. So the Browns 6-6. They have 5 games left in the regular season. They will most likely be underdogs in all 5 games. So that's fun. The offense looked like crap tonight. The defense played Joe Woods' defense. Maybe he just always needs to be on the hot seat. Because his defense played really well tonight. I don't know if it was him or just the players. The defense played really well tonight. Forced Lamar Jackson to throw 4 interceptions, and the Browns in turn scored 10 points. So, yeah, the Browns just lost 16-10. I wouldn't say they got embarrassed, but it was just a very bad performance in Baltimore. I'll put it that way. Yeah. We'll be back with you in 2 weeks. I'm so glad that we don't have to talk Browns next Sunday. I know this sounds bad of me, but like I hate being so like down about a team. when we had such high expectations. It's just, I feel bad that to always be talking down about them, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
So for those that joined, those of us, or those of you, go on.
Just to end it, and not to make anybody even more down, just remember all those past bye weeks and crappy years. The news will be, the newsworthy things will be just coming out of the chute now. So just be advised to just take it in and kind of, because I expect a lot of Baker news, a lot of upset people that through the whole organization, but that's where we're at. When you lose, this happens, and that's where we're probably going to be at.
Yep. When you lose, bad news comes out. When you win, it's all just pushed under the rug, and no one says anything about it.
That's exactly right. Yep.
So, Browns are 6-6. They just lost to Baltimore 16-10. For those of you that joined us live tonight, one, I asked why you would do that to yourself. Two, thanks for doing that. For those of you that commented, always comment. We'll feature some of your comments as long as there's no swear words. It is now 12:30 in the morning on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us. This podcast is brought to you by Evergreen Podcast Network. And not every Sunday. After every Browns game, we're always live on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Just either listen to our podcast on wherever you listen to podcasts after the fact, or if you want to join us live, yeah, it's usually within about 30 minutes to an hour after every Browns game. So thanks for joining us. Have a good rest of the week. And I guess go Browns.
Go Cavs.
Don't you know that you're a grown-up? I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, genxgrownup.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, I think that was good enough.
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right. I've never done it. No, right.